Okay.
Yep.
Well done.
Thank you. Yep. Once again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good afternoon, Coach Ambrose.
Good afternoon, Rob.
Congratulations to you once again. Second win over a top 15 opponent, 52-28 against Stony Brook. What impressed you with your team's effort on Saturday?
I think how we came back from the Citadel game, especially defensively, is pretty impressive. That Citadel ran the ball against us 71 times a week before, and that takes a toll physically. It's really hard to bounce back and play a team that's as physical and as tough and as good as Stony Brook. So I give our kids a lot of credit, give the strength conditioning staff a lot of credit that how well we've trained and the ability to hold up against such momentum and great run teams.
You jump out to that quick 21-0 lead. Obviously, Shane's kickoff return to start things off, but against the team like Stony Brook and that type of matchup, how big of a momentum boost to get off to that kind of lead, and specifically the kickoff return to really get you started.
Oh, gosh, yes. I mean, we talked about needing to start fast. We talked about needing to score and be efficient with the football and score when we had opportunities, make the best of all of our opportunities because they are such a good football team. And putting them behind us a little early kind of ruins it. I've been on the other side of that coin before, and it kind of ruins the momentum of what you got planned and how you plan on going about the day. And we kind of put them behind the eight ball a little bit, and we went through a little dry spell. You know, good football team comes back. They cut it to within one score, but our guys, they remember what it was like to go up there and lose last year, and they didn't want to do it again. And things are going pretty well here, and we decided that we're going to take the bull by the horns and just keep going and just play 6 seconds of football until they tell us we can't play anymore.
You had talked about when we talked last week, everybody knows how aggressive Stony Brook is defensively, but Tom Flacco with another big game, 319 yards and the four touchdowns, but also didn't get sacked all day. What were you able to do so effectively to go against their defense?
I think, you know, one is escapability certainly helps. I know we blew it at least twice where he got out of there, you know, like a magician, and that was pretty cool. But other than that, on the whole, we've been getting better, you know, week to week. We said we wanted to be a good football team in September. We wanted to be a better football team in October. We wanted to be really damn good come November and the end of the season. And some of the mistakes we've made early on, we've cleaned those up a little bit. We're a little better up front, and it shows in how well we're moving the ball and how many points we're scoring.
Offensively with your receivers, and we've talked about the depth that you had there, Shane Leatherberry obviously with another great game with 9 catches, but the 4 TD passes go to 3 different guys. How tough do you think you are to defend right now with the number of guys who've been able to make catches?
I think that, you know, the hard times of the previous 2 years where we had to play so many guys, and I think we set a new record somewhere with most dudes to ever catch a pass during a season. Like, if you would have had some eligibility, we'd have thrown it to you too. just out of necessity. And now you got a whole bunch of guys with experience and confidence and knowledge of both offense and defense. And because you have that, it's hard to key on any one good guy. We got lots of good guys and lots of good guys with experience. So, and it's from a quarterback's perspective, it's pretty cool. Because when you drop back, you don't have to go find a guy. You're just taking what the defense gives you, and we got guys that can help get that done.
You talked about your defense and facing that the Citadel running game, the Stony Brook's running game, which is, I know, a little different, as good as anybody in this conference. You hold them to 104 yards. Talk about what you did so well.
I think, you know, week to week to week, we've been getting better just piece by piece, just a little bit here and a little bit there, especially defensively. And in the front seven, I'd say we probably had our most disciplined game up front where everybody was assignment sharp, everybody was technique sharp. We were in the right places at the right time and gave up less big plays. I gave up less big chunks of yardage and really made them have to work. You know, if they were going to run the ball, it was going to be a long, long series. And outside of those two quick strikes that they got based on our turnovers, you know, I thought we played pretty damn well.
2-0 now in the conference with, again, 2 wins over ranked teams. What's the confidence level of your team right now?
We're, you know, in good spirits. I mean, it's certainly nice to be at this level by this time of the year. But we talked about possibly looking forward to anything, and we're not. Like, we got a game versus William & Mary this week. Oh, we got practice tomorrow. That's all we got to worry about. And then we're just going to work on getting better. We're going to work on playing football. We're going to have some fun doing it and see how well we can improve week to week. We know we got a really big opponent coming up. They're historically awesome. They always play great defense, and now their offense is starting to click. So, you know, once again, they'll be dangerous. But as long as we're playing in this league, it's not about confidence. It's about showing up and doing your damn best every single second of the day, and that's the only way you survive.
As William & Mary does come in with some momentum, but there's two touchdowns in the last 5 minutes to beat you, Albany. Sean Mitchell has really grown into his role at quarterback and Devontae Dedmon back. What are some of the challenges that they're going to present for your team?
I think you said it. You know, the longer that quarterback, that young man gets experience, the more experience he gets, the better he's going to play. And you're seeing that incremental gain week to week. And William & Mary's always got talent. They always have some guy who's going to break it open, and you got to keep him from wrecking the game. And that will truly be a challenge.
And then on the other side of the ball, a pretty veteran defense on their side that, as I was speaking with Coach Laycock, they did a pretty strong job of slowing the UAlbany pass game. What are some of the challenges that they present on that side?
Well, the fact that they are so experienced, and Trevor does such a great job with their defense, that they, all those guys, yeah, I'd be hard-pressed to find. I mean, everybody plays good defense, but these guys fit 11 guys perfectly, time, play after play after play. 11 guys know exactly where they're supposed to be and exactly what the defense is trying to accomplish on that play. Maybe it comes from smart guys, comes from physical guys, comes from coaching. You know, good players, good coaches, welcome to the CAA. So we're going to face one of the better defenses, and we'll have our hands full once again. So rack our brains, beat our heads against the wall a little bit, see if we can't come up with something.
All right, Rob, thanks as always for taking time with us today, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.